special cassette supplement to issue 19 of Relay, the community radio magazine. I'm Rebecca Coyle, and the next 30 minutes or so are given over to the subject of training and training resources. The media training offshoot of Relay magazine has produced a series of 5 audio tapes, designed to be used as teaching aids and resources for people running community radio courses. They cover interviewing, editing, script writing and presentation, as well as up-to-date examples of community radio abroad and examples of the work of community radio groups in the UK. The set of 5 costs £23, or you can buy them singly at £5 each. Well, by now you probably think you're listening to the world's longest radio commercial, but training is one of the important things that makes community radio different from its mainstream counterparts. Resources for teaching community radio are fairly scarce. In fact, at a recent training course for trainers, run by Relay, one of the bitterest complaints was that there simply isn't enough backup material. A lot of the resource material that is used is stuff that's leaked out of mainstream radio. Although all the practical or technical information is pretty much universal, material written or recorded for BBC or ILR reporters isn't necessarily going to suit people who have no previous experience of radio. In other words, it probably isn't going to suit the very people that community radio will attract. It's into this resources vacuum that Relay has published this series of tapes. There is no licensed community radio in the UK, so it's hard to explain to a newcomer what it's all about. It's useful, then, to have some examples of programmes from parts of the world where community radio does exist. It's also useful to have information about how stations are organised and run. Tape 1 looks at community radio abroad.
Hi, this is Tetsuo Kogawa from Tokyo, a theoretician of micro-FM free radio station, eventually called Mini-FM. Mini-FM has only 1 kilometer radius of service area. Otherwise, it's impossible to operate free radio station here. The control of government and big company is so strong that no license is issued to community. I am now involved in Radio Home LAN in Shimokitazawa, Tokyo, which has been established in 1983, and I have my own program, Monthly End. Although the service area is very small, people with big name like Felix Guattari and Ivan Illich have been on the air in my program. Radio Home LAN consists of various types of programs, but most of them stress talks and discussions on arts, politics, and informal topics. So, the station has been a kind of talk-in space, and many young people are always here. Generally speaking, Mini-FM is free space, too. In terms of financing, 30 people maintain a renting small apartment for our station. The expense of equipment and necessary goods are on each member's of programs. Since the service area is small, we don't mind of copyright of mass-circulated tapes and records. However, our original music has important role in our programs. Now you can listen to our programs.
Monthly End, こちらラジオホームランです。今日は
Community radio exists even in places where governments are hostile. In the UK, pirate radio operators face heavy fines, even prison sentences, for their actions. But in El Salvador, Radio Farabundo Martí produces programs while government troops shoot at them and the shells explode around them.
Por la independencia y la soberanía nacional, aquí, Radio radio venceremos. Voz oficial del Frente Farabundo Martí para la liberación nacional.
At the start of the day, we divide up all the tasks which the collective members have to do. There are companions responsible for monitoring national and international news. Others are in charge of receiving information coming to us from the people themselves. For example, denunciations of repression and human rights violations by the government army. At the start of the day, we analyse what should go into a programme. We look at how best to reply to these actions, and also how to reply to the regime's psychological war developed through its own radios.
A la guerra psicológica que el régimen impulsa a través de sus radios. Otro papel importante es el rescate de nuestra cultura popular a través de programas culturales en donde se hace un...
Another important role is in redeeming our popular culture through cultural programs. In these, we go over our country's history, trying to instill in the people the feeling that we have our own beautiful culture, reflected in dances and stories, which we must redeem. It is well known that our people like listening to soap operas. Bearing this in mind, the radios make political and satirical soap operas. These have a deep political message, whilst analysing the situation in a comical way.
Se desnuda muchas veces cuáles son las intenciones del régimen, del imperialismo, en El Salvador.
Comunicado del Comité de Pretextos de la Fuerza Armada Copresa. Brillante Defensa ha salido a ser el mero jefe de los asesores norteamericanos en El Salvador, poniendo en claro ante la opinión pública.
Y por otro lado, un fenómeno muy interesante, y es el hecho de que la tropa.
Another important phenomenon is that the troops of the puppet army listen to our radios. They listen to the radio's orientations and wait to hear about the latest actions of the Revolutionary Army of the FMLN. This contributes to even greater demoralization amongst them.
Esto contribuye.
The first step in learning about radio production can be using a portable tape recorder and conducting a simple interview. In tape number two, Katie Price discusses some of the problems that the beginner might encounter. How, for instance, should you conduct an interview?
Technical problems can often seem daunting, but really, with a little care, they're quite easy to put right. Not so easy to rectify are problems that come up in the interview itself. The questions you ask, and, more important, how you ask them, has a dramatic effect on the end result.
You've said you've been doing it 7 months, haven't you?
Yes.
Did you have to get any training for doing it?
Yes.
What happened? Was somebody here showing you how to do it?
Yes.
She came and showed you?
Yes.
Was that the employee who asked her to do that? Or was that from her own?
From her.
She just showed you?
Yeah.
So did she get training when she did it?
Yes.
Or was that from somebody else again?
Yes.
Who knew how to do it? Oh, I see. So the employee didn't actually teach you?
No.
The interviewer in that extract was asking closed questions, questions that can only be answered with a yes or no. Closed questions don't encourage the interviewee to elaborate or explain. But if you ask questions that start with words like why, who, how, or when, then you're much more likely to get a full and more interesting answer. Of course, that's easy to say now. Much harder to do when you're face-to-face with your interviewee. Something else that's hard to control in the heat of the moment is the quite natural habit of using confirming words or sounds. We say yes or uh-huh to let people know that we're listening to them.
You know, you're Italian, are you?
Yes. Where the well-known Alice radio was closed down by the police. And
uh-huh.
And I've seen a change in the radios. Like, there have been a time where there were about 20, 25 free radio, and now there's only one left because they've all been taken over by commercial. They've all been commercialised.
Yes.
And the one left is a very good service, but it's limited because it's limited by the number of people running it.
Is that the one in one town, or does it cover other places?
No, it just covers that town.
Covers one town?
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be a local radio, yes?
Yeah, it's a local radio.
Uh-huh. And how is it run?
I think it's run by a group of people. I don't really know much about it now.
For the radio listener, these little interruptions can be very irritating. Plus, they make editing difficult because they overlap the ends of words. Try to force yourself to nod and smile silently instead. And now for what is perhaps the cardinal sin of interviewing.
I think we need a new radio station around here. I mean, are you satisfied with what you listen, what you have got the choice to tune into? I mean, is that enough for you?
Yeah.
It could be, but then they could offer more.
The thing about like LWR or something, I mean, all they do play is music.
Yeah.
Do you think it'd be good if like they had, I don't know, news or just interesting programmes too? Or aren't you bothered about that?
No, but the thing is with...
And we're obviously not going to find out, because the interviewer is too busy asking questions to bother with any of the answers. Ask one question at a time and wait for a reply. Your next question should reflect the previous answer, so listen to what's being said. Try to keep the interview to